Welcome to the Reality Revolution. I'm your host, Brian Scott. Today we're going to explore some quote channelings that address the red ray energy, blockages and issues that you might have with the red ray or the root chakra. This is something I have personally struggled with, as many people I know who have struggled with survival issues and dealing with just very basic necessities that generally can block our red ray energy. Quo addresses this topic and a variety of other questions in these channelings. Quo is a group of higher density beings channeled by LL Research, who originally channeled the raw material, and I have found them to be incredibly beneficial and resonant on my own spiritual path. We begin with a channeling delivered on March 4th, 2001. Our question today is, how can a person who has a great deal of sexual energy available from the red ray, but who has no sexual partner, allow that energy to move through the various energy centers of the body in the most harmonious way possible? Carla Channeling. We are those known to you as the principle, Quo. Greetings in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. We thank each of you who has called us to this group this day. We thank you for your searching, and we thank you for your question. We are glad to respond with our thoughts and opinions. For your part, you will use discrimination and realize that we are in no way authorities, but those who are pilgrims upon the path, and are glad to share what experiences we have had with you. We share soul to soul and being to being, and in terms of learning and in terms of teaching, we feel you are our teachers to a greater extent than we are yours. We greatly appreciate this exchange of learning and of teaching. We thank each and bless each, for we are all desiring to be of service and all desiring to seek the truth. This is the bond that blesses us with its companionship, one to the other. You ask this day concerning red ray energy, and we are happy to talk about this interesting subject. As is often the case with us, we would like to establish the ground upon which we will speak by moving back a step and looking at not just the red ray energy center, but the energetic body and its location with regards to the physical body and its connections to the physical body. Firstly, we would posit that each entity is an essence, a field of energy that has complex characteristics on many different levels. A soul essence vibrates through all densities and has chakra connections in all seven bodies on the inner planes. So when one is dealing with the energetic body, one is dealing not simply with an adjunct to the physical body, but rather a system of fields of energy that extend far past time, space, and incarnational situations. Consequently, in dealing with the energetic body, the relationship of the energy body to the physical body is not as straightforward as it may seem to be when thinking in a linear fashion concerning issues connected with the various chakra energies. The energy body is a system of bodies which occupy, in your terms, the same space and time, in that they are all potentially available as sources of information within the incarnation, so that as an entity becomes increasingly familiar with the feeling of the energy body in balance, there becomes a kind of feedback system that is greatly helpful in working to balance the system. We will discuss this at more length later. It is the tendency of this instrument, and certainly many who work with the concepts of the chakra centers, to tend to categorize energies as to the chakra and to analyze them as to the chakra source. This, in some cases of a limited amount of help, it is sometimes quite possible to analyze a situation in terms of the chakra origination when it comes to blockage or overactivation. However, the limitations of this way of gazing or analyzing chakra energies is that chakras do not work separately, but rather work as a system, and in addition have important and significant connections between finer bodies within higher densities, as the process of learning by faith and receiving by faith now goes on. We would begin then by suggestion that it is well, when faced with a perceived imbalance in the energy body, to realize that the situation is non-local, no matter how local it may seem. That is, it may seem that there is a red ray overactivation or a red ray blockage, and that this is then removing energy from the red ray. In actuality, the energies of the system are seldom blocked in only one ray because of the interrelationships between the rays, especially between the primary rays, and also because of the centrality of the heart to those who are working in service to others' polarity. In the case of perceived red ray blockage, for instance, it is well to gaze carefully at the nature of red ray. It is that first gateway of the energetic body. It is that first gateway that allows in the infinite energy of the one infinite creator. The easy ways to gaze at energy systems is to look at the blockages and one by one to remove them. However, the subtleties of each chakra move beyond the stated venue or placement of that chakra. That is to say, certainly the red ray blockage has to do with sexuality in a linear sense, but in a very significant non-linear sense, it has far more to do with the processes of love and fear as regards survival. Survival is a vital and hidden issue for an entity that is well-fed, decently clothed, warm, and with a roof over the physical head. It does not occur to the waking consciousness that there is a survival issue with regards to sexuality, for sexuality is clearly not necessary for survival. However, in the gateway to the metaphysical body or energy body, one also is gazing at the gateway to the physical body. And this connection between physical and metaphysical bodies creates the situation in which the instincts of the physical body have a sometimes striking and again hidden effect upon the perceived experience of blockage in red ray, so that which is perceived as sexual frustration is actually the cry of the heart to survive. This instrument was talking earlier about the simple fundamental necessity of having one's need met. Obviously, in terms of your experience within incarnation, there is a constant and unremitting traffic of requests from the self concerning those things which it needs to survive. The stomach cries out for food. The physical body cries out to reproduce. The body demands to breathe, to work, to move, and to function. When there are gateway challenges that are persistent, such as the denial of perceived sexual need, the energy system is set up to become blocked along certain lines that create the perception in the soul that it is experiencing this, that there is a red ray energy blockage, and on the level of observation, this is correct. On the level of the solution of this observation, if there can be said to be a solution, this is not correct. For as we said, there is much more connection between the chakras and the effect of one chakra upon another than this instrument and many perhaps give the energy body credit for possessing. So in truth, a blockage in red ray, in the most linear sense, does block energy so that it cannot rise up into the heart chakra and therefore be available for work in consciousness. But more than that, it is a non-physical energy that is not a sexual energy, nor is it a survival energy, but it is rather energy. In truth, you see, the energy body does not respond to physical stimuli. In an energetic sense, the body is completely a creature of the mind and the spirit and the emotions. So those feelings that are within, those desires and thirsts, as complex and interrelated as they usually are actually at the heart, a blockage within the energy body. Because the needs of an incarnational being are complex, the blockages, overactivations, and other distortions within the energy body are significantly more complex than can be determined by analysis using the intellectual mind. We would suggest that one way to work on blockages within the energetic body is to give to the self the resources of the energy body clearing or balancing, which we have talked about through this instrument before. Since we have talked about this before, we will recapitulate rather succinctly by saying that the point of energy balancing is simply to go through the day's experiences as one remembers them, sitting quietly at the end of the day in a reflective mode and simply being with each distortion that can be remembered from the harvest of the day's emotions. Whether that distortion was towards a positive emotion or towards a negative emotion, as perceived by the seeker. For all distortions from balance are equally useful for looking at and for allowing into the arena of the meditational mind, in order that, in silence and in the release of control, there may be allowed to enter into the energy system that help which is available from those unseen beings which surround and guard and guide each seeker. This instrument works with her own energy balancing in this way very seldom, because the technique involves looking at each motion, allowing it to intensify to the point of really heavy intensity, and then allowing the emotion's exact opposite to enter into the equation until both sides, say impatience and patience, can be seen in a balanced fashion. However, this instrument does use a visualization technique in order to balance its energies. This is helpful for those whose visualization abilities are dull enough that there is not the danger of over-intensification or over-dramatization of emotion, which would sweep away the possibility of balancing. In this visualization technique, there is simply the request for help from guidance. And when that guidance has been secured, there is the request that this guidance help in seeing in an inner or intuitive sense the actual colors of the chakra centers, to see if they are at the same color tone, the same color intensity, and the same degree of lightness of tone within each color. This way it can be seen intuitively if an energy center seems muddy or dark or weak or attenuated. It is possible to work with balancing techniques using the balancing meditation or using the visualization technique. Either one of these signals to the energy body that care is being given to the body, that concern from the heart is being offered to the body, and this is greatly reassuring to the body and helps whether or not the balancing meditation or visualization seems to be successful from the conscious standpoint. Another aspect which may well help with unclogging blockages is simply to act on the emotion which has been engendered. By this we mean that the basic emotion engendered is located to the best degree of accuracy possible by the seeker and then expressed. In the instance that the one known as R spoke of and related, the one known as P speaking of, the experience was that of waking up from a night's sleep and immediately feeling such a degree of frustration that the desire is to scream. We would encourage moving to a place of safety and screaming. When this feeling occurs, it is not wise to upset others, nor is it wise to upset the environment. However, it is very wise to acknowledge and express emotions when it can be done without infringing upon the free will of others or destroying something within the self. There is a real spiritual value in acknowledging primal distress and in expressing it, even in the most primitive emotional release, such as the scream, for it is a scream from the heart that wants to survive, not simply the body that wishes to reproduce or to express its sexual nature. This is the surface of the energy distortion, but not its essence. And the seeming catalyst for energy distortion is almost never a linear match with the catalyst that produced it. For within the energy body, the system of unconscious memory connection and memory within other lifetimes, which includes relationships with this issue or with the entity which is giving catalyst on this issue, are numerous. And consequently, the rational mind in waking consciousness shall not be able significantly to penetrate the nature of the actual energy distortion. Perhaps we may say that beyond a certain point, it is well to rely on faith. We always come back to the simplicity of the situation, and the unity of the situation, for all energy is one. There is not sexual energy, personal energy, family and group energy, heart energy, and so forth. There are aspects to the energy, colors, shall we say, to the energy as it moves through those centers of energy and connection within the energy bodies. The energy itself is limitless white light, and although it may be distorted in its shadows within the energetic physical body connection, within the energetic body itself and at the source of the problem, it is all the same energy. And this is a key concept we feel, for this lifts the seeker beyond the limitation of a concept of her problem and places the waiting heart and the energy body, which is listening to that heart, in a situation of being aware of the larger picture. What one accepts into the waking mind becomes the door that opens the potential of the solution to be approached and released from its stricture. First, there is the faith that all is well. This is a significant step for one who is suffering, for the physical body wants to react in a fear-based manner. The instincts of the physical body are to protect and control for the safety of the physical body. And so there is the feeling when one is in discomfort that one needs to control that situation. One needs to achieve a comfort zone. However, often within your density, you have made choices as a seeker before incarnation that place you in a situation where you will continue to suffer, and that is what was intended. It was not seen before incarnation this would be precisely suffering. It was seen that this would be learning. It was seen that this would be a great opportunity to make the breakthrough, the step forward as a spiritual being in evolution. Evolution is change. Change is difficult. Change is painful. Change engenders suffering. Consequently, some blockages that are looked at and are experienced are placed there by the self before incarnation, not in order to break through quickly, but in order to initiate a process of self-acceptance, self-understanding, and self-forgiveness that is far deeper than the issue that begins this process of understanding, acceptance, healing, and forgiveness. Secondly, there is the faith that there is help available beyond what is available to the rational mind, and that this help is benign, kindly, and intelligent. Once one has the basic attitude of faith that regardless of appearances, all is well, there is a door within the heart that opens that has been closed by fear. It will continue to wish to close again and again and again. This is why daily meditation and the entering of the silence is so central, even if it is but for a few moments. That connection with the silence empowers the resources of the connections between physical and energetic bodies, and between the connections in the energetic body to those bodies which are involved in the guidance of the higher self that is moving to help the self within third density. The faith that all is well and that help is there together have a tremendously comforting and strengthening effect. However, as we said, in the face of apparent physical imbalance that continues over a period of time, this sense of well-being will again and again be compromised by the instinctive, fear-based reactions of the physical vehicle, which feels that it is being threatened in its ability to survive. There is, as this instrument has said, no issue tougher than the red ray issue, because that natural function is so strong in the physical body, and the emotional need for connection and companionship, which sexuality is the door to within your peoples, is so very strong. There is certainly no way that any can control, and by doing or not doing some physical thing, solve the discomfort of the physical body when its natural sexual functions are denied. When this occurs, according to the nature of the individual and its energy system, there will be some degree of suffering. For some entities, it is negligible, unnoticeable, or minor. For others, it is an enormous and very substantial problem, and certainly one that cannot be ignored. This instrument is aware that one known as P has said that the mechanical satisfaction on a solitary basis of the physical desire for sexual completion had not been satisfactory, no matter how many times repeated, and we are not surprised at this because of the fact that the sexual energy blockage is not actually what it seems, but rather a much deeper and more profound suffering that extends throughout the body system of the energetic body, if not the physical body. In one very basic sense, we must say that as far as we know, there are times of suffering for all people. There are always needs that will not be met that seem important, and this is part of the way that the school of love that planet Earth is works. For again and again, it allows the senses of the physical body to inform the intellect that there is not enough, that there is no safety, and that there is no healing. It is the challenge of the spiritually oriented entity to gaze at the limited and crying needs of the body, not with eyes to solve, but with eyes to love and understand, to enter into the experience, to enter into the suffering, to to enter into all of the emotions that this brings up, and to see the self in its needs, in its wants, in its character as defined by those cries of hunger. What one desires is extremely interesting to the developing soul, and it is very well to look at what one desires, not with the eye to judge, but with the hope of fully embracing the self, of being in love with that suffering self, of rocking that self within the heart and saying, yes, these needs are beautiful, these needs are worthy, these needs are fully acceptable and simply are not being met by the circumstances of my life. This is again and again in one way and then another the situation of the seeker within the physical plane. There is not enough. There is no healing. There is no suffering. This is a dark picture, and we would say to you that it is dark as the earth itself. The soil beneath the feet is dark. It is dark, mysterious, and fertile. It is the seed of something that will grow through the soil, through the suffering, through the point of pain, to blooming at last in ways that cannot be comprehended at the moment that the suffering is being experienced. Perhaps you could look at the picture as a puzzle that one is so close to that one can only see 35 pieces out of the 2,000, and it looks therefore like the problem is about a dog and a man. But if one pulls back to gaze at the entire picture, the dog and the man are at the edge of a much larger conflict that involves many more characters and many more issues. When a cycle of suffering has been completed, it is far more easy in hindsight to look into the pattern and say, yes, I see the sense of this suffering. I see the point of this catalyst being offered to me. I see where it took me and what I learned, and I am grateful. We are suggesting that the attitude of gratefulness and thankfulness for the suffering be adopted by faith before times, so that in the midst of suffering, control is released. Needs are expressed to the self by the self, and then let go. And it is acknowledged that beyond all need, beyond all distortions of energy, beyond all suffering, beyond all limitation, the essence of self is perfect and resting in the most divine love and in the most strong and healing light. We would at this time transfer this contact to the one known as Jim. We thank this instrument for offering itself as channel, and we thank the group for its very interesting question. We leave this instrument in love and light and transfer at this time. We are those of Quo, Jim channeling. I am Quo and greet each again in love and light through this instrument. We are privileged at this time to offer ourselves in the attempt to speak to any further queries which this group may have for us. Is there another query at this time? I'll start. The thing I'm curious about is when we gather each week, we talk about what we have been doing during the previous week. And I thought I should give you the opportunity to tell us how your week was. I am Quo and I'm aware of your query, my brother. The experience which we have had since last joining with this group is one of the exploration of the interior of the self, shall we say. This is our means of becoming the one creator. We continue to move along our evolutionary path in what might be seen to be small steps, investigating those portions of the self that is the creator which have been, shall we say, less well appreciated in our previous experience. And of course, we move in service to others where possible. In most instances, this is accomplished by making an appearance, as you would say, within the dream state of those whom we seek to serve. Thus, we are modest in our work and in our service. Is there another query at this time? Are there any messages from any of our unseen friends at this time? I am Quo and am aware of your query, my brother. Those of the host of heaven, as we have heard it called, merely send their love and light to all who are available to receive it. Is there another query, my brother? I don't ever remember being aware of Quo in my dream state. Do you do it more on an energetic level rather than as an identity? I am Quo and am aware of your query, my brother. When we are able to make such a visitation, it is most often in a situation in which the entity which we seek to serve has found itself in what you would call dire straits, and is calling for aid by the amount of suffering and pain that the entity experiences in its life. In such a situation of extreme need, we are sometimes able to make our presence felt in an inspirational manner to such an entity. This is somewhat rare, as you would term it, but it is a means of service which we have pursued from the days of old in this planetary sphere's history. Is there another query, my brother? No, not a question, but thank you for the answer. I derive some comfort from knowing that we all do have unseen help. I am Quo, and we thank you, my brother. Is there another query at this time? Recently, a woman we work with had her mother pass away. Today, my sister-in-law's father came very close to dying, and I was wondering if there are any words or thoughts or ideas that I could share with them to help them with the struggle that they are going through now. I am Quo, and I'm aware of your query, my brother. When one wishes to serve in a situation in which there has been the loss of a loved one, and there is much suffering and grief on the part of those who remain, it is often the best service simply to be available for whatever needs are felt by those who grieve. Thus, the offering of one's efforts in providing the foodstuffs, as we are aware you have prepared to do, is one such means of service that is much appreciated by those who are at such a time thinking about little else than the loved one who has departed. It is also possible that if one feels there is an opening in the grieving entity, that they be approached by suggesting that there is the completion of a grand design or plan that has been accomplished by the one who has left, and that this plane continues beyond this earthly experience, where an ending is a beginning upon another level. Then there may be some comfort that can be given to the heart, to the mind, and to the soul, for as those who grieve are reminded of that which they know, that all life continues, that all springs from one Creator, that we do that which is ours to do, and that there is truly no loss at any time. This reminding of the basic elements of the spiritual journey is often helpful and appreciated. Question: my wife has much swelling and pain from her broken ankle, and she requested to know if there is any other lesson, meaning other whatever, she would further examine at this time. I am Quo, and I'm aware of your query, my brother. As we consider the situation of the one known as C, we would recommend that she has processed well that catalyst which has come before her. The healing that remains may be bothersome and lengthy, yet it is that which is necessary in order that the catalyst be utilized to its fullest. We see no further mental examination necessary for this entity. Question: it seems like you need to do one thing to solve catalyst that has come up for you. It doesn't necessarily solve the problem. Is there ever a situation in which the problem is what you think it is, and something that you do in the physical will take care of it nicely, or is it always, metaphysically speaking, that the roots of the situation are hidden? I am Quo, and I'm aware of your query, my sister, that we do not wish to discourage any from examining carefully each portion of catalyst that comes before the notice. When the conscious mind has finally noticed the catalyst that has come before it, much has already been lost to the determination of the proper path to travel. This is merely the nature of the heavy chemical illusion in which you find yourselves in third density. It is very difficult to perceive clearly those messages which are sent from the subconscious mind and the metaphysical realms, for it is though a different language were being spoken, and the ears that hear this language perceive only dimly that which is intended. Thus, it is well to use not only the conscious analytical mind, but also wise to employ the intuition, the hunches, those feelings that come through the veil of forgetting and leave the trace of meaning. We give this instrument the phrase, the niggle of direction, that one may follow as one would follow the trail of breadcrumbs in the deep forest, looking again for the path that one took into such an imposing, isolated area. When one examines carefully the subconscious mind as carefully as one can, shall we say, one will discover that the trees are of immense size, ferns of an indescribable beauty, mosses unknown before, creatures strange and exotic, air barely able to be breathed and yet exhilarating in its intake. Thus, when one examines catalyst for its origin and direction to utilize, one may rest assured that this is a process which itself can become a journey into exotic realms. The fruit that is found in such a place is well worth the effort, whether one is able to feast at the entire meal or only the hors d'oeuvres. Question: if you wish to comment, you said that there was a language of the energy body, and I was thinking, was that language of emotions? When I work with music or words, as in poetry or with colors, all those things seem to work well with the energy body and to clarify my own emotions and bring them out. I was thinking emotions would be the better language for the energetic body than would be the intellectual analysis. I am a Quo, and I'm aware of your query, my sister. The emotions are an avenue of exploration that also deserve a great deal of effort. The attempt to interpret catalyst and its application to future action, this is the direction that we were intending when we suggested that intuitions be examined, for intuitions are a more purified kind of emotion from another source. These intuitions being that property of the subconscious mind, the first translation, shall we say, of the language that the conscious mind attempts to understand. Thus, we suggest that the intuition and, as you suggested, the emotions be employed more as a fundamental means of examining catalyst rather than allowing the intellectual mind the sole effort in this endeavor. We then move to a channeling delivered on September 14th, 2019. Gary asks, I have a question about the red ray. Is there a possibility of blocking its flow in any way, say by fear, or rather a threat to survival? I am Quo and I'm aware of your query, my brother. Normally speaking, the red ray is a ray which does not have a variable nature of expression. That is to say, it is normally fixed in its quality of beingness, that being the survival of the entity and the reproduction of entities. However, it is indeed quite possible to block the red ray in either of these expressions of its basic nature. The blockage is most usually accomplished by the entity in its conscious nature, in which there would be seen a threat to the well-being of the physical or mental complexes of the entity. This fear consciousness then can indeed render the red ray blocked in a fashion which prohibits further movement of the prana or the love and light of the one creator through its energy center. What about in the instance of an entity who commits suicide? Have they blocked their red ray energy center? I am Quo and I'm aware of your query, my brother. Such an entity would be feeling a kind of fear of being alive, of fearing the consequences of its experience that is moved in a most disturbing fashion through the entity for some period of what you call time. Thus, the entity that would be, shall we say, driven by its own fears of failure or fear of not being able to continue the process of growing catalyst in its life pattern would be blocking all energy centers at once. For this type of experience is one which includes the very nature of the spiritual being of this entity. Thus, the red ray would be blocked firstly, then the others in term seriatim. Question? One more red ray related question, and then I'll open it back up to the circle. In the Ra contact, the questioner is asked about the balancing of the energy centers. And Ra begins. Ra moves through the energy centers, starting with the red ray, and they say the first balancing is of the Malkuth, or earth vibratory energy complex, called the red ray complex. An understanding and acceptance of this energy is fundamental. Is there any way to elaborate on what Ra means by an understanding and acceptance of this energy is fundamental? I am Quo and am aware of your query, my brother. The Malkuth is the earth realm in which the spiritual energies are fed into the mind-body-spirit complex. Firstly, through the red ray, in order that this elemental body, which is without form, may be energized in a manner which allows it to have a beingness within the earth realms. The potentiated nature of the red ray at that time then becomes activated so that it becomes what you may call the foundation upon which the rest of the energy center's activities may be based. It is that which is fundamental to all other actions and intelligence that will emanate from each succeeding energy center. Question: could you expound on the right use and purpose of red ray attraction between entities for positive polarization? I am quite aware of your query, my brother. The red ray activation is that which occurs between two entities who are sexually polarized in a manner which is, shall we say, available for interaction or interplay. This means that the attraction is that which finds a polar opposite, whether the entity be biologically male or biologically female. The physical attraction is that which is congruent with each entity's individual and unique natures. This operates without conscious control. This operates more accurately as an unconscious reflection of the nature of each entity's basic quality of sexual polarity. Thus, there is a result of this attraction, a kind of fellowship of a basic nature that becomes the foundation of an addition to this basic quality. As the interaction between the two entities commences and continues, therefore, each entity is offered the opportunity to be of service to the other in one manner or another, as it begins with the sexual attraction being added unto by the intense red ray and orange ray quality of individual beingness, moving further along the yellow ray that places each entity within the group situation of the mated pair ideally. However, this is always due and processed by individual free will. Thus, the basic pattern of energizing and promoting the relationship value of the two entities is that which is the propelling function of the red ray excitation. Question? Perhaps a broader question on this sphere in what we call the year 2012. Many earthlings were expecting what we refer to as the Mayan prophecies, which could have led to a mass harvesting of souls. It is my understanding that humanity was not ready for what to take place at that time. It is my further understanding that there were a number of spheres sent to protect the earth in mass from such a comprehensive harvesting. So my question is twofold. First, is my understanding correct? Second, is if those spheres were generated by the collective consciousness of humanity, or they were sent by the one infinite creator, or were they simply sent by the Confederation to intervene independent of the one infinite creator? Thank you. I am Quo and am aware of your query, my brother. To begin, the energies of transformation that were widely perceived to be available in the year of 2012 were energies that were available on a variety of levels of being. These energies were potentially able to be manifested not only upon the inner planes where they were indeed manifested, but also upon the outer planes of your third density illusion. Many prophecies and channeling, shall we say, focused upon these energies in many and sundry ways, some describing them in one way, others in another way. This is to be expected when there are various types of channels with various abilities functioning in the perception of that which exists upon the inner planes as possibility, probability, vortices. There are always many different ways in which any prophesied potentiality may be perceived or also may be manifested, whereas action takes place upon one level of the planetary consciousness, there is oftentimes a changing of the possibility, probability, vortices. The action of transformation was not so much a mass consciousness on the external level that was to be experienced, but a kind of inner transformative experience of various seekers of truth, as you may call them, that would, through being sensitive to the vibration streaming in from the cosmic sources and utilized these vibrations in a manner much like you would call the rising of the Kundalini, so that there would be among those who were ready a transformational experience that would allow them to further express this cosmic energy in their life patterns. This would become likened unto a fertilizing of the mass consciousness of humanity in order that the one infinite creator which exists within each entity and iota of creation might find a fuller manifestation of its beingness within the group mind of the earth consciousness. This was indeed experienced by many who were available to such energy shifts. However, those who were expecting to see a mass transmigration of souls into the higher realms at that time were acting upon the information which had been less than perfectly perceived by various channels and contacts around your globe. So it sounds to me like the fertilization, as you call it, of certain individuals to raise their vibration took place. And as a result of that, is that now currently in the year we call 2019, what is responsible for this time in third density Earth history being unlike any other time in our third density illusion? Thank you. I am Quo, and we thank you for your query and for your summation, which in our means of estimation is quite correct. There is a continuation of these energies that are now engulfing your planetary sphere, for the clock of the cosmic nature has begun to strike in an ever more forceful manner to call in the types of transformations that are possible within individuals at this time. There is the interaction of much of the positive and negative polarities upon your planetary sphere so that there is much confusion, much doubt, much difficulty, and much awaiting of that which is to come without a clear perception of how these cosmic instreamings may have their effect upon entities and upon your planetary sphere itself. Your planet has made the transition into the fourth density of love and understanding, and its population is slowly being harvested in the positive and negative sense, so that each entity which now passes through what you call the death transition is offered an opportunity to move through a portal of light, where the light will gauge the ability of the entity to withstand the impact of the fourth density vibrations, this measured by the violet ray of each entity's energy centers. Thus, the transition into the fourth density is underway and shall continue for an unknown period of your time, for there is, as we have said, much confusion upon your planet at this time. However, we would suggest to each seeker of truth that as you send love and light to your planetary sphere and its population, that love and light works in a resonant fashion with the love and light of the one creator which exists within each entity, so that whatever possibility an entity has for positive harvestability is enhanced by this resonant quality. Thus, as entities such as yourselves hold meditation sending love and light to the planetary population, you enhance the opportunity for this harvest to be completed and to be able to be perceived by each entity upon the planet. This is the great hope of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the One Infinite Creator. However, we, as you, stand upon the sidelines watching the play unfold. Eventually, the play will reach its final act, and the One Creator will be found in all. Question: so it is my understanding that essentially we're creating the path to the fourth dimension in the way of fertilization now. I guess just in the way of perception on what you know for me, in the way of love and light I carry through the day, in the way I live, I sometimes see things as playing out as like a movie outside of myself. So I'm asking, with what you're saying in the way of us getting together as a collective and meditating for the world, is that we're carrying them closer to the violet light, which to me is part of us, most of us. Is it something that to me that we're called to hear together today, to know each other for something of that nature, to work towards a higher understanding of vibration and how we can do that together? I'm Quo, and I'm aware of your query, my sister. Indeed, each entity within this circle of seeking, as well as so many, many others of like mind, body, and spirit, has within it the capacity to contact that quality of love and light within each being, which is the One Infinite Creator, and to send forth that love and light to the planetary population in a fashion which may inspire more seeking of the truth, as you may call it, by each entity. The seeking of this truth is the seeking of that which is the unity of all creation, expressed through the open heart that feels unconditional love for all of the creation, each entity in each iota of the creation being seen as the other self, being seen as the creator, being seen as the perfection of all creation within the third density illusion. Thus, each moment, each day, each diurnal period that you experience this love and light and send it forth to the planetary whole is an opportunity to expand upon the possibilities of the harvest being completed in the positively and negatively oriented senses, so that this planet may offer the fruit of its beingness to the One Creator at the level of the fourth density of love and understanding. Question: quote, it is our understanding that each new generation that is born on Earth will express abilities and understanding that exceeds the boundaries of consensus reality and progressively leads us forward toward fourth density. When the new generation is at the stage of childhood, how do we adults help to inspire these children to help them to identify and develop their gifts? I am Quo, and I'm aware of your query, my brother. First of all, we would suggest that each person see each new child not just as a child of a mother and father of third density, but as a child of the One Infinite Creator, for in truth, that is the nature of each child and each entity upon this planet. Seeing each child as the Creator, look then to how the Creator within all may be apprehended and taught to this child as a means of daily inspiration and recognition of the Creator that exists in all. Find a manner in which you may share your love of the One Creator with this child upon a regular basis. Just as you learn arithmetic and reading in your schooling system, teach them the oneness of all creation. Teach them the unconditional love of all creation. Teach them the light of truth of all creation. Teach them the interrelatedness of all entities within the One Creation, and most especially at this time upon the planet you call Earth. Make this the foundation of every child's education, and then each child shall be rich in the knowledge of that which is. For we are all one. We are one with each child. We are one with each other. We are one with the Father, we are one with the Mother, we are one with the planet. We are one. Is there a further query, my brother? Thank you so much. Not on that, no. I'm Quo, and we thank you. Is there a final query this time? Quo, Ra describes some contamination in the collective mind, and they say specifically, thus there is some, shall we say, contamination, even of the sexual, this showing mostly in your culture as the various predispositions to adversary relationships, or as you call them, marriages, rather than the free giving one to another in the love and light of the Infinite Creator. Can you describe the difference between marriage as it's conventionally experienced on this planet and the free giving that Ra is describing? I am Quo, and we believe that we understand your query, my brother. Please correct us if we are not correct. The contamination that has existed from time immemorial upon your planetary sphere for the sexual energy transfers between the married couple is a product of negatively oriented entities wishing to plant the seeds of separation. within the population of this planetary sphere. These types of seeds of separation then have continued to grow throughout the history of your planet, so that the asexual energy transfer has been marred or contaminated, as those of Ra said, so that it is seen in many different ways to be that which is desirable, that which is valuable, that which is saleable, that which is to be controlled, that which is dirty, that which is to be avoided. Thus, there is confusion that has existed for many thousands of your years regarding this type of sexual energy transfer. The marriages, therefore, of those who are partaking in this sexual energy transfer have had to deal with the mixture of qualities that have been adjudged to be a portion of such sexual energy transfers. Few there are who have been able to look past these qualities of doubt and disgust to see that there is within this energy transfer the perfect beauty of unity, the sacred darkness, and the wand of light moving in such a fashion as to create the opportunity for life to spring forth from the one infinite creator into the third density illusion, thus awakening in both entities the opportunity to be of service to the new being. Whether or not these entities are of the same biological nature, this same type of sexual energy transfer may be seen to offer to each energy the bonding of a nature which is most holy in its grounding of beingness, so that there is also offered to each entity the type of service to others that the mated pair can experience and express in the daily round of activities, making holy each activity that is engaged in, so that there is the expression of the one creator, the love, the light, and the unity within each activity that is undertaken by such entities. There's always the opportunity to see past the contamination, so that there is a purity that is discovered beyond all contamination, beyond all confusion, beyond all doubt, for each of you contains within you the one creator that can be accessed and experienced and expressed in a pure sense in every facet of your being as you move upward along the energy centers, and each energy center's quality in a way in which the energy exchange is pure and perfect and personal. At this time, we would again thank each of you for inviting our presence in your circle of seeking today. We are known to you as those of Quo. We shall now take our leave of this instrument and this group. We leave each of you as we found you in the love and light of the one infinite creator. Go forth in peace and in power, in joy and in praise, for all is one. Adonai, Vasu, Boragas. These channelings I found interesting because it sort of integrates our understanding of sexual energy with the red ray energy. Oftentimes you'll see a discussion of the sexual energy related with the sacral chakra or the orange ray. But this, while identifying the red ray as the red ray being of survival and the sexual energy being different, does identify the different aspects of the red ray in relation to sexual energy. The one interesting aspect of what they say is that even though it appears to be different energies, it's one energy. It's white light that's being distorted. So when we experience red ray energy, it's still the white light being distorted in that particular energy center. As the energy moves up, it's the same energy. All the energy is the same. As it moves up, we get a different feeling with each energy. They can be filtered differently. They appear to do the energy body for somebody who can see with different colors, but each is the same energy. According to what they say, in the spiritual realm, when you see somebody, everybody sort of has their own fingerprint, right? They have different various colors to their energy body, a bright yellow, a subtle red, an intense green, and each of those sort of express a reflection of the different energy centers for that person. The red ray is obviously an important energy center and plays a critical role. And as they indicate in the earlier part of this channeling, that the chakras are related to each other. So if you block the red ray, it's not going to be as intense in the orange, the yellow, the green, the indigo, the violet, any of those. Each of those rays are sort of interdependent on each other. So a lot of times you have people discussing higher energy centers, wanting to open up their third eye when they are scared to death to even survive. And so you can't really work on just one by itself. They all interrelate and they're all important. I also found the discussion of the 2012 to be very, very enlightening. Many people who have read the original raw material have said, well, it's all over. After 2012, the new earth is done. But here we see that changes were made and that we see an expression of our harvestability when we move through the death process. And we are still being given catalyst as we move along, even though it's 2022. That this is an ongoing process for each of us. I found many of these questions to be enlightening, and I'd love to know which ones helped you in any way. You can find all episodes of The Reality Revolution at therealityrevolution.com. Check out my playlist of Quo. You can find many other channelings that address a variety of different questions, and they're all fascinating. I'm sending all my light and love, imagining the planet being raised in vibration. I see love entering your heart. I see love and light in your life. I'm imagining wonderful things for you. Go out into the day and have a fantastic day. And welcome to the Reality Revolution.